Namaste, welcome. And we are here today to do a guided self-inquiry, working with a question. And as with all of these videos that we're doing, each one is unique, different, individual. The question will be different, probably. The way that the answers come will be different. And hopefully you're seeing as we go through these that there isn't any set way to do self-inquiry. There isn't any specific way that's going to, once you learn it, that's the be all and end all of it. It's more about being with the question and the openness of the question. So I'm here today with Saviteur. How are you doing?
Hi, Helen.
Glad to have you with us. And thanks for volunteering for this session. So before we started recording, we were just talking about something that's kind of coming up for you at the moment. Do you want to just explain what you were saying so we can kind of catch up and then we'll go into the question?
Yes, my main inquiry would be into just as when I get involved in my worldly things like my work and grandchildren and just basically human kind of interactions.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I normal life, right?
It's like, I get caught up and I lose sight of who I am because I'm so engaged and engrossed. And sometimes it takes me a while to come back and find myself again. Sometimes it takes a while. In my effort in trying to do that, I wonder if I can lose the ground that I've already covered.
Because it can feel like that, can't it? It can feel like I've slid backwards. You know, I was like really deep into my inquiry and then this thing happened in my life. Someone in my family or my work needed me or something happens. Mm-hmm. And then I come back to my practice when that's over and wanting to go deeper, but I feel like I've experientially, it feels like I've slid backwards or lost some ground, as you were saying before.
Mm. Yes, and getting submerged into people, things and ideas. And sometimes it takes me a while to kind of come back. While I'm in that process, I'm kind of thinking, well, you know, have I lost that ground kind of thing? And
so does that feel like the most important thing, the question right now, does that feel most important? Can I actually lose the ground I've gained? Does that feel, or can I actually go backwards? Or how would you phrase it? Is this true?
I think for me, it's more like, can I trust the process of, will this pass? Will this pass? Mm-hmm. And will I regain my spiritual composure, I suppose, as a way of saying it?
Yes,
I think that's probably would be my question, is being able to relax in that and not feel like I'm losing ground. Can I just be that person or that the separate being engaging in separate activities and still feel that I'm still that?
Yeah. So what does that come down to? You mentioned trusting the process. Do you feel, is that the kind of the crux of it? Or
yes, I guess having the confidence to allow that, trusting the process and trusting that who I am is it important to always know that? Is that you are, once you recognize that you are the infinite, mm-hmm. Can you again be submerged in the world and as a separate being?
That's the good one right there, isn't it? Can I get lost again? Can I fall asleep again or something? That's kind of what I'm getting from that. Mm. Because that seems to be what's kind of going on. Not that you're actually getting lost, but kind of a slight fear or concern that, you know, going back and doing what you need to do as a father, as a at work and all of that, you know, grandfather, yes, father, yeah, is going to cause you to get lost or something, or get stuck again, or caught up in illusion.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's start with that then. Let's see where this inquiry goes. It seems like, and I'm sure it's going to be really beneficial. It happened for me as well, you know, as life pulled me in different directions. Because we might not always be thinking about the self and all of this. You know, while you're at work, you'll be thinking about work, and while you're with your kids, you'll be thinking about your kids. But not being able to suffer then is the key, isn't it? Not getting caught up in that. And
Yes, it's and allowing, I suppose, allowing that, and also having the confidence. I think the confidence is the main question for me. They're having the confidence that it will be, that's just the play of life. That's just the way it goes. And enjoying those moments and not being so concerned about losing common ground, or losing that ground that you've already covered.
Okay, so let's just stay with, it's kind of a general open question, I'm guessing here, of can I trust and have confidence in myself and the process of life, really, something like that. And
yes, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just, like any other inquiry question, I'm just going to ask you to, every now and again, just to remind yourself inside of the question, or verbally, whichever you want to do, and just sharing with us what answers come to that. And there might be long periods where there's no answers coming, where there's just silence between us. That's totally okay. That's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes there's lots of answers, thoughts and emotions. We're also just going to include sensations in the body, things that we might not normally consider as answers to a question like that, such as noises in your environment. If you were to suddenly sneeze, that would also be a kind of answer, you know, a different one to what we're used to. But, and just letting go of the idea that there is a final conclusion to this. Every time we sit with this question, we're going to feel more confident, more trusting in the process. And that might always continue to deepen. So we're not looking for some massive epiphany, although that might happen, but that's not really the aim of this. Just to be with this question and to see that we can always allow, that the question is allowing more of that trust and that confidence to come forward. So just sitting with this question, and we're just kind of watching, seeing what answers come from this. And again, it's okay if there's long time between the answers. Don't worry about that. It's perfect.
So do you want me to ask the question, or did you have a...
You can, if you want to just ask it inside or ask it verbally, or I can remind you, it's up to you. Or we'll probably end up doing both.
Okay.
It's not so important how often we ask the question, just to keep us focused on the questioning rather than sort of drifting off with a particular thought answer or something, which is what we tend to normally do. Mind will give you plenty of answers to this question, probably. So we're just looking at, can I trust and allow this process? Can I re-engage in life without getting caught and lost?
Can I have faith? Can I have faith that those events in my life are just natural?
Yes.
And that I can I have the confidence to allow those and not feel that I'm pushing?
It's very good. Very good. And this question may evolve and change a little bit as we sit with it, as we get kind of clearer and clearer on the energy behind it.
Can I allow all those processes as a natural connections or in a natural humanness?
Yep, absolutely. Really good. Because we also want to enjoy our humanness, and we also want to be all those roles we are as a human being too. It'd be nice to be able to allow those more naturally. That's life, isn't it? You know, life is happening. How does your body feel when you're asking this question?
It's more a mental, it's more mental than a physical thing. And kind of feel like I'm trying to find mentally an attitude or a resting understanding.
And that's totally normal. And the question may feel very mental at first. And just staying with it together, like there's nothing else we need to do for this session than just sitting with this question. That's anything else that happens than that is almost irrelevant. Whether you get epiphanies or not doesn't really matter to me. It's just really... being with this question together is doing something, allowing some space inside you. So that next time that you're involved in one of those situations, you might find you just flow with it easier. Kind of experiential answer. Something happens in your life, something happens at work, and you're just flowing with it easier, less and less worried about getting lost. So that nice deep breath you just took there was a kind of an answer. And there's no result from this we have to get. There's no script here. There's nothing that needs to happen. Just you and me here with this question is enough. This open space that we're holding.
It always comes back to allowance and silence, doesn't it?
But this is a kind of, it does, but this is a kind of a way of just facilitating that, isn't it, with a question. I found the question sometimes help me to go back into that allowing mode. Where if I tried to meditate my way into it, it would have been more difficult. Sometimes a question was an easier doorway, so to speak.
So the question is more important than the worrying about the future of am I getting caught up or am I getting submerged or
yeah, absolutely. And really, while we're questioning, we can't be worrying or identifying with thoughts so much. And that's why it feels quite nice to sit with a question, meditative in itself. It just, I can't be believing certain thoughts and asking a question at the same time. It's just impossible. And we're doing this now together, but once you come out of this session, you'll be forever less able to, you'll be more able to stay up, and the next time, just a little bit, the next time something happens and those worries play.
I felt, just as you're saying that, I felt, oh, that is, because as you were saying, I think, well, you know, what about if I go back into that? But then I thought, well, just ask again, just open up the question again. Yeah.
And at first, when I would go into the situation that I'd been questioning about, first time it happened afterwards, I would forget the question and I'd go back into it and it's okay. And then over time, I just realized it feels so nice to just take the question with me wherever I go. And noticing where my life is a little sticky sometimes and asking the question just silently inside. If I was going to see someone that would trigger some emotions, usually I just ask the question before I got out the car, and then take a quick bathroom break, and I would remind myself while I was in the bathroom in the question, just so that I can never quite get so caught up. And then that just becomes a habit. We're just practicing that really now. That's all we're doing, isn't it? Just choosing the question rather than believing the thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
Cutting that thought train off before it goes 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully it's clearer that this isn't a process, it's just a way of being that we're practicing in the calmer moments before we're actually out in the world, so to speak, doing those things. It's not a goal-oriented activity that we're doing, which is unusual for human beings.
So you said the word caught up. I think that's kind of now that's... It's the feeling I'm getting now is, can I get caught, can I allow myself to be caught up and having the faith that I won't be stuck there, kind of thing. I won't be kind of hypnotized or mesmerized by that, but allow it.
Yeah. And that's a natural feeling, isn't it? Because we've all suffered so much and sort of strived to come out of that, to have some clarity, to see the truth. Of course, there would be something inside that says, has that gone deep enough for me to not get stuck again? Some concern about that. You know, that's
not really so. It's going to be interesting when I, after this session, Helen, I'm going to a work meetup at a tavern. So it's going to be interesting that I've got to behave in a acceptable way.
It's always funny how life gives you the perfect opportunity to practice what you're learning.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, in that silence, that question, the silence, the openness of the question, if you go out this evening and get completely caught up and you don't remember to kind of come back to any question or any inquiry for 12, 24 hours, so what? You know, there's kind of the silence isn't going to say you shouldn't have done that, you know, you should have remembered sooner or something like that. And in that openness, you're much more likely to come back quicker and quicker. And just letting the question, can I have that faith that I can just allow my life to flow. I'll be whoever I am in that moment. I might be someone getting really agitated or irate at somebody else, and that's what I look like in this moment. Then next moment, I might be someone deeply self-inquiring. Next moment, I might be someone meditating. Next moment, I'll really feel like a father and I'll be doing the father role, and I'll be authentic at that, whatever that is. I'll be more authentic at that each time.
So it's safe to forget.
Absolutely. And actually to pretend that we're not going to is kind of just kind of pointless, really. Like when I'm walking around the supermarket, I'm not pushing my trolley around going, I am the center of the universe or something, you know? It's like, I need to get bread and milk. That is what's going, you know? And I am someone shopping, and it's okay. Yeah. Not the best example, but so you're going to forget. And in this openness, taking the question with you when you can remember the question. When you can't, it's okay. Just taking the question with you, you'll just come back a little quicker and easier without the shoulds and shouldn'ts. That's really what self-inquiry, the question, is doing. It's freeing you from the shoulds and shouldn'ts about it. Like if the Buddha was at that tavern with you tonight, you know, I used to have some idea that he'd be constantly contemplating his navel or something, you know, levitating above the seat. But he might just sit down, have a drink and a laugh and, you know, whatever everyone else is doing. The question for me became kind of a best friend that I took everywhere with me.
So the question, is the question relevant to what you're experiencing, or just the question that, is it really true?
Yeah, it can be specific to whatever's going on, whatever you're worrying about, concerned about, like we're doing with this one. Or it can just be a very general open question. The longer I stayed with the question, they became less contemplative, like, is it really true I'm not good enough? Or is it really true I'm not safe? And they tended to become more open, general. What is love actually? What am I? What is reality? And there were kind of questions in between, like the one we're looking at right now. Can I actually have faith that this is exactly how it's supposed to be? Or my process here is the process. This is how it is. Because eventually the questioning becomes more enjoyable than we might start to question out of necessity because we're getting caught up somewhere. But eventually it just becomes very nice to be open. Like, what is reality? If I walk through my day with that kind of question in the background, just reminding myself whenever I remember, just because it feels nice to be open and curious and inquisitive, rather than trying to actually find out what reality is.
Yes, I know in the past, for some reason this time it's been was a difficult one, but in the past I normally would ask, well, who is concerned? And that was as you said, it was a beautiful way of inquiring and not finding any who there, but then it kind of like negates whatever my mind was actually thinking about the separate being.
It's hard to keep that worry going, isn't it? When you see that there isn't anyone that's actually worrying, you know, it's really. It might come back a few times, obviously, but
yeah. So,
and for me, it just became a much more enjoyable way of life to be with a question. It changed from something I was doing to kind of stop suffering. But then it became kind of a love affair, really. I'm still there now, you know, still. I don't even know if there's a specific question. There's just a kind of a question mark.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
You know, somewhere that I'm just open somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, curious.
Yeah, like we were as children. We kind of lost that and we're just relearning that. Just to not constantly and only reference the mind for answers is really all we're doing.
Mm.
Sorry, you're going to say something?
I was thinking that just to pinpoint where I go into duality or separateness is when I talk to someone else, it's so convincingly separate. Like there's a person there talking to you.
Yeah.
And to question that, to be in that moment and question that, is that really whoever's speaking is the self?
Yeah.
That's or when I go and visit my daughter, my grandchildren, that's not separate.
Exactly. And if I go see my mom or spend time with my kids, I feel like a daughter and I feel like a mother. And I will feel like a sister. And if we're all sitting around the Christmas dinner table, I'll feel like all of those things at various times. And that's the role, the shape I'm taking in that moment. But
yes.
And I can actually enjoy that now, knowing it's not all that I am in that moment. It's absolutely. That's the way the self is showing up.
Yes. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Sometimes you'll feel like you're infinite and everywhere. Sometimes you'll feel like you're a father talking to the child.
Mm.
And there's really no difference between those in that openness. They're both as enjoyable in the openness. Because you can't really hold any ideas of either or there. You know, which one of these is better, being a father or being the infinite self? Mm. I don't know. You know.
Same, same.
Same, same. Exactly. Yeah. It took me a while to figure that out, but yeah. And then the question just helps you kind of stay more and more in that knowing. Like for me, there was a time, a question of who am I trying to be or who do I need to be in this moment? It just really pulled me out of, this is a role I'm playing, something the body's doing, but I'm not actually just that.
Mm.
Like my body has many hats, so to speak, teacher, mother, sister, daughter, all of that, as you do as well, you know, and they just flow effortlessly from the question. And you see that as we're just sitting here together, there's just more understanding about it, more
clarity,
relaxation maybe around it, around the whole thing itself. Yeah. Every time, if we did this every day for the next 4 weeks, we'd have the same deepening each day, you know, more and more deeper each day. No end point to that ever.
Mm. It's interesting that with that, when we started off, where I get caught up, there is, I mean, through your teachings, of course, there's the observer of that. And the mind paints the picture that is you identify with as a separate person that's trying to get back. And sometimes that is a very difficult for me. It has been a difficult I think you explained it once. You think I was trying to change the image in the mirror, where was that wasn't the way to go. It was coming back to the watcher again, you know.
And fundamentally coming to see, I never went into that. I never got lost. There isn't a separate being to even come back from, you know, sort of really seeing that. Has anything happened to me was a really important question for a while. Or is this my problem? I think we've used that one before. Am I the one that has to come back into the self and come back out of identification? Is that even me? Even that fundamental issue that the seeker has? That was a really important question. You know, has anything actually happened to me in this? And this thing that's going on, you know, because it feels like that at first, of course.
And that's even allowed. That's even allowed to happen. Like those things are still allowed to happen.
Yeah.
But you're not filled by it.
If I went out after we finished this session and met someone, had an argument, got really upset and totally bought into whatever thoughts were coming up at that time, it would just be okay, that's what happened. If it took me a minute or an hour or 10 hours or 10 years to come back into peace, there would be nothing in me that could say that shouldn't have happened. That's just kind of, that's what was. Yes, I might like it to be different next time, but can't say anymore that that's not what was supposed to occur. So I went out, I got caught up, and I came back at some point. And that kind of open attitude with it means it is 10 seconds rather than 10 minutes or 10 hours more, you know. Now, sometimes I'm just even watching some part of me get caught up in something. Oh, that's interesting. Didn't know I was still believing any thoughts in that area. And you're like, okay, what's the next question then? You know, where do I need to put some attention? Again, we have this idea that the Buddha never, ever believed any thoughts ever again. Ever, you know, had this big moment where it stopped happening and then it never happened again. It's just not so. This has less and less meaning. It's just what happened. It's just what is. Doesn't mean I am not the self. It's just what is.
You know, I heard that when the Buddha awoke, the first thing he said was, "Oh, builder, I have found you, build no more." And as you said, it's like he can still have thoughts, but it's just not, no longer kind of building on it. He's not identifying with it. That's the way I've interpreted it. Yeah,
and then the thoughts that come up actually serve as a stimulus for inquiry, for questioning. It's a different habit then. So, okay, there's some thoughts. Instead of automatically believing them, the habit is to inquire into them. So they actually help you then. You know, actually going out and getting caught up in something. Obviously, we don't even have to leave our house. We don't technically have to go out, but we can get caught up, you know, sitting at home. But that actually becomes the next, this is where my awakening is about to deepen, and a necessary part of it, actually. It's a different habitual response then. Instead of going off with those thoughts and getting caught up for a long time, really getting into quite low energy, that really feels a struggle to come back from, you know, and hard work, then we just end up automatically, okay, what are these thoughts about? And what's the assumption here? And let me just question that a little bit.
that becomes easier and easier. As like just now, I'm thinking it almost doesn't matter anymore that I I'm not really going to call caught up anymore. Just engaged.
Yeah.
And then when I'm not engaged, I'm just being.
Yeah, you're just being. And then at certain points, you're kind of engaged in something and you're about to make a deeper breakthrough.
Mm.
And then it's like those two modes of being, it will kind of rest for a while just as a beingness. And then it'll see where it can evolve deeper. Look, and that looks like first getting caught up in something. And then there's an expansion afterwards. There's always an expansion if there's a question.
Mm.
That is going on for all of us all the time, never ends while there's a body present.
Mm.
Just the shift really in how we are with that when it happens. How are we being with that when it happens?
Exactly. Yeah.
Even yesterday, as I was saying before, we were about to start satsang and we couldn't get the heating on in the building. It was cold. And somebody was coming to switch it on because, you know, over an hour and a half, it'll get very, very cold, uncomfortable. And there was just a sense that there was a little time pressure trying to get this sorted out before we started. And so there was just a little inquiry. We did some statement process work, a little inquiry inside myself. You know, why shouldn't this all play out effortlessly? And it did.
Mm.
So, but no longer can I look at that and go, I shouldn't have got caught up in the sense of time. You know, it was just, okay, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And we all ended up working together beautifully, the four of us setting it up to shift the manifestation really quickly.
Mm.
There's somehow some idea inside all of us, I think, that that kind of thing doesn't happen anymore after a clear seeing. It becomes a useful thing, a useful thing.
Mm.
All four of us walked away differently then from that event than we would have been if it hadn't occurred.
That's right. Yeah, you could have ruminated over that experience for 4 days thinking that shouldn't have happened.
Why couldn't I find the heating myself? You know, the button.
Yeah,
we searched for it, of course, but yeah. And we were laughing and it became a joyful experience, you know, that we all broke through together.
Yes, yes.
Just, there is no end point to that. The learning experiences just become more pleasant. The expansion opportunities become more pleasant as you're not resisting them because some idea that they shouldn't be occurring now or something like that. Let's just give this a few more minutes, see what happens in a few more minutes. Sorry, you were going to say something?
So the question overrides the imaginings.
Yeah. Firstly, the kind of the imagining is stronger than the question, and we might have to kind of make a little effort to remember the question. But eventually that takes its own momentum then. And you're kind of just above the mind then, just watching the mind do its thing in that moment, whatever it's doing, but not able to get caught up in it personally, you know. And there's a knowing more and more that this is how my life's about to expand here. Something's happening that I don't like, I don't want. And that means something's going to expand here. The manifestation is going to change, more peace in here, more whatever it is out there, a deeper connection with this being that I'm sitting with, or more money or more time, you know, along with more peace and confidence, as you were saying, to start off with. Seeing the process go, that is how manifestation expands as my life. It's always trying to expand, which looks like some kind of friction at first, isn't it? Some kind of disagreement or some trouble, something going wrong, like the heating not working. every time we do self-inquiry like this, it constantly wipes away any ideas I have about what it is.
Mm.
It's different every single time. It won't let me form an idea of what self-inquiry is, and I love that. How do you feel now? Do you feel like you've got more confidence in how to deal with these things?
Absolutely.
Good.
It's really interesting when you come through that, you come almost enjoy it.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to to testing that, you know, like applying, testing or applying it.
Yeah. Well, you've got perfect opportunity after this.
That's right.
And then forevermore as your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Just, you know, releasing a bit more each day, ideas about getting to some end point. In some ways, inquiry is a beginning. It's a constant new beginning, isn't it? Okay, can I be with this thing that's happening in an even deeper way, a situation that's going on in my life or with another being in my life, or can I just be with that in a ever richer way?
It's living authentically, isn't it?
It's absolute authenticity, really. Yeah, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I am in this moment and whatever I appear to be and being this person or this playing this role, that's what I'll be. And that is, to me at least, that is the awakened state where I can no longer say, this is not how it should be. I am not how I should be. Even if how I am in this moment is believing some thoughts, can I just completely say that is how it's supposed to be right now? For me, that was so much easier with the question. With any question, it would just bring me out of trying to change a situation. I'm not supposed to be doing this now. I should be beyond this or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one thought causes so much suffering. And then your life is free to be a vehicle for expansion, infinite expansion. It'll just keep expanding more and more and more. And that becomes very enjoyable. Wonderful. Well, we are just about out of time. I have absolutely enjoyed this, different and unique every time.
That was wonderful. That's changed everything.
Is there anything you want to share about what you've experienced or anything you want to say about it?
It's given me an ease of it. It's very ease, the ease of allowing, not pushing, and a freedom in it, a real freedom in it. And not resisting, don't feel the resistance. What, there might be resistance, but that won't last, yeah.
Don't resist the resistance.
That's exactly right, yeah. And I think the question, if that question is always there, then anything and everything is allowed.
And you'll find just gradually moving forward, you'll just fall more and more in love with the question, the openness of that, the authenticity of it, as we were saying. Mm. I'll go through anything in my life and not say it should not be. There's experiences I'm obviously going to enjoy more than others, but I can't be caught up in anything anymore, because the cat being caught up is actually saying this should not be. That's actually in a nutshell, isn't it?
That's right, yes, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so, so much for taking the time to do this. I know it's going to be very beneficial for everyone that watches this. I deeply appreciate it.
Mm. Thank you, Helen. That's very, very kind of you and precious too. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.